About now is when we do a little thing we call your weekly legal. Ken Belkin's with us right now. He is an attorney and a fine man. And the judge said, okay, fine, go talk to the radio guy, but get your butt back in the courtroom as soon as you can. So we'll say, hey, Ken, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. Maybe we'll get into Morgan Wallen, but first of all, I want to get on this. So in California, pot is legal all over the place. And I think that's why this is relevant to folks in Michigan. Apparently, black market cannabis is thriving. That's kind of a funny, weird thing. How illegal pot you'd think would just completely negate the black market. What's going on there?
What's going on is exactly what's going on in my home city in New York, is that the rollout and licensing of legal pot retailers has been completely botched by the state government, to the point that a black market has proliferated. So they decriminalized everything to the point where, you know, you can sell it and open up a shop. You're supposed to have a license, but they made the licenses so difficult to get. The process is so Kafkaesque and bureaucratic that people can't really navigate it. I don't know if you've ever met the average pot dealer. They're not exactly, you know, holding law degrees or anything. They're putting weed in baggies and selling it to stoners. And the reality is that they're not so hip to the fact that we have to fill out paperwork and get licenses, but they are hip to the fact that, hey, we can no longer be arrested for possessing it. So what is the incentive really to get licensed? And you're seeing it all over New York. On almost every corner, there's an illegal pot shop. And I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm double parked right now in front of one in Brooklyn.
Because you got to go in and get your daily amount or something, or what there, Ken?
No. I go to a different one, a more upscale one. The reality is they've completely botched it, and it's terrible. In New York, everywhere you go, it smells like weed now. I don't know what they've got to do to rein it back in, but they were able, when Prohibition was repealed, they were able to come up with the state liquor authority and have places licensed, you know, and do it right and legal and keep it away from churches and schools. They need to do that with marijuana.
I remember when I was a kid, there was a while in Iowa where liquor stores became state liquor stores. All right. They were run by the state. It didn't last long because anytime the government gets involved, it's going to get screwed up. But do you think that might be coming?
I'm someone who generally, I'm not in favor of more state control, but it is just marijuana. So it's not like, I think alcohol is probably worse than marijuana in a lot of ways, but I do think they've got to step in at some way and control it. And I don't think and I have, you know, a potential new client visited me yesterday who owns one of these illegal stores. They raided his store and they charged him with all sorts of felonies. And I don't think that's the answer either. But there's got to be some middle ground. They've got to incentivize people for doing it the right way and procuring legal licenses instead of going about it in a black market fashion.
Yeah. They got to make it simpler. That's the key to a lot of things. All right, I want to change real quick the last couple of minutes. Morgan Wallen, country star, been in trouble a couple of times. Now he got his career back on track. Big, huge numbers as far as record sales and appearances and stuff. All of a sudden, he finds himself, he's on the top of a bar in Nashville on the roof, and he throws a chair off, and it lands right next to the cops. What's this dude thinking? He's got trouble, doesn't he?
Well, he's not thinking at all, but he is charged with several felony counts of reckless endangerment, and that could land him. I don't think it'll happen, but he is facing a maximum of 6 years in prison. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think, look, he's got chair throwing money. He's got lawyer hiring money. And he's going to get out of this, and he's going to eventually have to pony up some money for rehab, I think, to avoid jail. Because I'm sure he's going to need to show that he's committed to sobriety and this not happening again to get out from under these criminal charges.
And he's going to have to revive. This could, this could hurt his career if he doesn't maneuver through this.
He'll write a song about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, there you go. It's a country song. It writes itself. I threw me a chair off of the roof. It landed next to cops. I'm such a goof. All right. Hey, that was pretty good right there.
I think maybe you should talk to his people about getting in the studio with him.
Come on. Ken Belkin, ladies and gentlemen, your weekly legal. Ken, I know you're double parked in front of the pot store, so we'll let you go.
Thank you very much. They don't open for a few minutes, so I'm good.
All right. Well, have a marvelous day. Go get your munchies in. We'll see you later, man.
You too. Have a good day.
1320 WILS, your weekly legal right there. We have a new surprise for our weekly legal feature coming up on Wednesdays. Probably, I think we're starting in May. Wait till you hear what we got planned for you on that. Things are always happening at behind the scenes here, you know. 1320 WILS, Mike Austin with your morning wake-up back in a minute.